Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Favor Life with Pastor Shulfax and your host, Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're able to tune in and listen today. I'm glad and excited that we're together going through the process there. And as we're going through this process of there, we're seeing the demonstration of God's power as He calls us to a place that we've never been before and commands the word that He's spoken concerning us to manifest and perform something that we could never, ever do within ourselves. This is a faith walk, and we walk by faith and not by sight. It takes faith to please God, and we cannot please God without faith. It's impossible to do so. So as we walk to this place that He's called us to, we see Him move in our lives in a greater dimension, in a greater way, because He uses His instruments of righteousness as weapons, even against the enemy, and weapons of righteousness to be light, to shine in and to help someone be delivered and saved and know Jesus Christ, and also that we would bless many nations, so that we are the unexpected instrument of righteousness that the world cannot comprehend, because God uses unlikely people, and it's not the ones that they think, and it's not the ones that they know, it's not those who they think and feel that they are chosen, but it's the ones that God has chosen to do something for His glory, honor, and praise. So thank you for joining me today. We are looking at different individuals in the Bible. We're looking at them as ordinary human Christians, not superhuman Christians, but everyday people who God has chosen and He uses for His glory. We're watching how they walk and believe God, watching even decisions that they make, some of them not good or the best, but we see God even in their decisions and in their choices, in the trouble that hits their life, prove the word that He's spoken concerning them and make sure that the word that He said stands above the circumstance, the trouble, the trial, or even the enemy that is coming against them. We're looking today in the book of Exodus, and we're seeing God move mightily with the children of Israel and even Moses. He's doing something in their life, but also in the life of Moses and Aaron, and we're seeing God just be awesome. We said yesterday that the book of Exodus means so many different things. It's so powerful, and there's so much connected to the book of Exodus. And when you study this book and you begin to read, you see God's demonstration. One of the things that Exodus means is it is the place of exiting. It's the place that you have stayed too long, whether this is mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, is a place that you've decided that this is comfortable. And even when it gets uncomfortable, you still continue to stay in this state. And that's what happened with the children of Israel. They were supposed to be in Egypt only for a short duration, but God already knew that they were going to stay there because where they were at was a blessed place. It was a wealthy place. It was a place that everyone knew about. There was a king there that no one could defeat. And the kingdom of Pharaoh itself had been built up and was so extravagant that people from miles around, nations, knew. No one could defeat them. So they had the best in everything. And the children of Israel lived in Goshen. They lived in the best land. They lived in the best settlement. They had the best part of the land, and they were able to thrive there, and they did not outgrow the place. That's how good God blessed them, even in a foreign place. They could not outgrow or did not outgrow the land that they were in, which is an indication that when God begins to move and bless and bring overflow in your life, He's going to make sure that you don't outgrow it. He's going to bless you in such an abundant way that you will never be able to say, this is too small. But God is going to expand you, even if it's in ministry. If you're in a place where the building is too small, look for the expansion. It's not you outgrowing. It's God expanding you to something better. Look for the overflow. It's God causing the overflow and the blessings to now take over and take you to a place in your spirit, in your emotions, in your mind, in your body, even in your relationships to another level. the expansion of God is going to be so that it should be an overwhelming blessing that causes you to give thanks and glory to God every single day and every time you think of the goodness of God and what he's done. But the Exodus is a place where wherever you stay too long, and you was only supposed to be there for a temporary place, look for God to do something. We are looking here, and I'm not going to go through everything that Exodus means, but I wanted to touch bases on that because the Lord was saying there's some people that have stayed in something longer than what they should, but look for the deliverance power of him to show up. Look for him to show up with the strong arm, the mighty arm of deliverance that's going to change, that's going to deliver, because we can get comfortable and something, even when it starts to change and it's not in our favor, we get so comfortable with what we're used to or the formal ideas or pleasures of what we've experienced that we're willing to stay in something longer than what God has already allowed. But what I like about God is he knew the children of Israel were going to stay there. He already told Moses, he had already told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and here it is, he's telling Moses the same thing. He already knew it, because God is all-knowing, all-wise God. He already knew that they were going to stay there, but he made a way for their escape and their deliverance, which lets us know that when we stay in something too long, when we're on a job where we know the Lord is telling us to leave, but we don't want to leave because it's comfortable, it's what we're familiar with, it's what we know, it's where we decided within ourselves, I am too old or I've been here too long to change, and we know that God is trying to open up another door for an opportunity that is greater than what we see. Sometimes it's a spiritual move, sometimes it is a financial move, sometimes it's peace of mind, it's too much pressure, and the enemy there does not want to change, and so God will move us. He'll move us until he's able to deal with our enemy, or until he has us in a place where we're able to see what we couldn't see before. So whatever it is that we stay in too long, that is not for the glory of God, that is not going to bring him glory, look for the deliverance power of God to show up. And the Exodus chapter, we see here that the Lord himself comes down to see about the children of Israel. And we understand that we're going to be challenged when we begin to tell the enemy that we're coming in the name of the Lord. In Exodus 5 and 2, we see that the enemy came to challenge the word of God. He came to challenge what God was saying. He came to challenge it because he didn't want to bow, and the king did not want to bow to the authority of God. But you have to understand, the word of God stands forever. It cannot and will not fail. The word of God will remain faithful. And even when the word is tried, it's still going to come forth as pure gold, because God cannot lie and it cannot fail. So when the enemy comes to challenge the word that has been spoken concerning your life, concerning your ministry, concerning what direction he's taking you, concerning the ordering of your steps, concerning your family, your ministry, your finances, your physical body, you can now expect that challenge to happen, but also look for the word to stand. The word itself is going to stand when everything else goes down. So if God has spoken something concerning you, it doesn't matter that the enemy is coming to challenge you. Look for the word of God to stand and to perform all that God has said, all that God has commanded, because God has spoken something that cannot fail, and he spoke it from himself. The word is God himself. It is Jesus being spoken in the atmosphere. How do I know that? Because John 1 tells us this. John chapter 1 lets us know that in the beginning was the word. When you read that, that word is Jesus. He is the word. So when we begin to speak the word of God, we're speaking out Jesus, the word, which cannot fail, which has power, which has authority, that goes into reshape, that goes into to re
cultivate some things in our lives, in our midst, in the atmosphere, over people's bodies and minds. The word goes in action, and it has power to perform. So when we speak the word of God, look for demonstration, expect something. By faith, speak and watch God perform what he said. Expect God to move. So we see that the enemy comes to challenge. He comes in to challenge, but it doesn't matter that he challenged, because Pharaoh says here, he says, "And who is God that I should listen to him and send Israel off? I know nothing of this so-called God, and I'm certainly not going to send Israel off." That's what it says in the Message Bible. Your enemy is saying the same thing, because no one has challenged the enemy in the place that God is commanding you to challenge. Sometimes it might be in a family generational thing. Everybody has accepted whatever it is, and they just feel like this is what's in our family and this is what it is. And God is saying, stand up, speak my word, decree my word, and even though you're in a fight, you say what I say and believe it by faith and watch me do it. It could be in a marriage that looks like it's not going anywhere, but God is telling you, stand up and fight. I put this together. It could be with children that are walking in rebellion. It could be on the job. It could be in finances that does not look like it's going to change, and you are giving, you are a giver, and you are a tither, and you are a lover of righteousness, and you are a praiser and a worship. God lets us know, because of the word of God, we can decree it and watch it take place, manifest in our lives. So whatever the enemy is trying to do, and he's going to challenge you, because he feels like, I've been here too long. I'm a territorial principality. I've had this territory, and no one's coming to challenge me. No one's been able to bring me down, because the moment that I make it hard for them, they back off. But I'm telling you, you can't back off. You've got to say what God says, and do not falter. Do not fail. Trust the word of God. If God is God, and I know he is, then he's going to come in power, and he's going to do what he will. And that's what you have to stand up. God will not fail you. The word of God will not fail you. Speak the word, even if it looks like it's not changing. Keep speaking. If you have to be like the prophet and a servant, and you go out there and take, go and look again, and it's the seventh time, look for the fist, the hand of God, to show up and bring a mighty deliverance. Let the fist of God bring the rain that you need in your life, the deliverance of what you need in your life. So we see here, Pharaoh himself challenges the word, because he doesn't want to believe that there's anyone greater than him. And your enemy or the situation might look the same, but watch God. Don't change your confession. Continue to speak and declare your bold confession. And don't panic, because the enemy comes back with a bold threat. Because what happens is, after you look at that first verse in the fifth chapter, Moses and Aaron are bold. But then when you look at them and that same verse going down to the third verse, they put a please in it. Like they're begging for something when God said, go and declare this. Don't change your confession, because the enemy comes back with this bold voice or this bold tactic or this bold blow against you. Don't you change your confession. Don't beg him. Command him. This is what the Lord God commands. This is what the Lord God said. You don't beg the enemy to move. Beg the enemy to refuse. You don't beg the enemy to turn him loose. You command. You command the enemy. Let it go. Get your hands off it. Get off of them. Sickness, you got to go. Confusion, you got to go. Poverty, you got to go. Whatever it is, you command. You don't beg. And what we see here is in the third chapter, it says, so they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please, let us go 3 days' journey. You don't beg the enemy. Command him in the name of the Lord. Command him and do not back down. Do not back down, because he's trying to come against you and make you afraid. Don't be afraid of the taunts of the enemy. Don't be afraid when you confront the enemy of the blow that he's trying to give or the threat that he's trying to give. Go in the name of the Lord and watch God prove himself. We see here that they knew that God had called them. They knew what God said, but the enemy tried to give an atmosphere of intimidation. Don't allow fear, the spirit of intimidation, that's the atmosphere he tries to bring, which is false evidence appearing real. I don't care if it does look at whatever the facts are. Go back and speak the word of God and say, well, God, you did this. This is what I'm going to do. Hold on to what God is calling you. Don't be afraid. Use the word and the authority of God. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Live today. This is 15 minutes of empowerment as we walk through the process of there. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. He will come through for you. Boldly proclaim and boldly confess the word of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Absolutely.